safety in Pittsburgh.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayers.
I'm Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. What else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and www.wrct.org. Courts in session. Join the Rocket Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT.
innocent Spider-Man who only knew to kill. I am left now with a memory. Tender memory of freedom and peace and love.
Supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit the website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you. tout manger, ma belle. Ils ont le sec, les gros sauterelles. C'est pour de faire des bouchons de liège. C'est pour bouger mes demi-bouteilles. Et ton papa t'emmène à l'effondre. Et ta maman t'emmène ton mobile. Et ton petit frère t'emmène au waron. Et ta petite soeur t'emmène coin de banquette. À l'épaule, et ta maman t'en met ton mobile, et ton petit frère t'en m'a wawaron, et ta petite soeur t'en met coin de banquette.
It's not raining.
Nomi again, and well, we're about 15 minutes into the end of the show. Okay, the last 15 minutes, and I hope you're enjoying yourselves, and I hope you're kicking back, and, you know, the theme of the show has been flies and mosquitoes. And it's summertime, and so you're going to see them. You're going to see them big time. What's interesting is, as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about my experience with flies and mosquitoes, you know, there's just some sort of peculiar connectivity, especially with flies. When I was younger, my best friend, his aunt, she was, you know, she was pretty young. She came to visit from Poland, and when I first met her, I was all of probably about 9, I think, or 10, and you know, she was just a little bit older, probably about 15, I think. And you know, she was talking to my friend, and I couldn't quite make out what they were talking about. She was talking in Polish, and you know, he giggled a little bit, and she giggled a little bit, and you know, obviously as a little kid, you know, being very sensitive about your impressions, as we all are, as we always are. You know, he told me a little bit later that she thought I was someone she had met here in Pittsburgh, who a kid who ate ants. And I thought, that's disgusting. And a little bit later, I don't know how long, I can't remember, probably much later, my friend confided that his aunt, she had a good friend who ate flies. And why would you be upset about somebody you thought and mock somebody who ate bugs? I didn't eat any, or, you know, ants. I didn't eat any ants. I never ate any bugs. But then you have a friend who eats flies, and you're perfectly fine with that. You know, that's a little crazy in my book. So, listen, it's been great to be with you. I hope you are enjoying the show, and will enjoy the show as we have some minutes left. And I'll see you next Thursday. All right? Have a good week, everybody, and keep cool. Take the top from the mountain.
is making a strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Oh,
Where are you, my sweetie doggies? Where are you, my puppies? Where are you? Oh my doggy, doggy, doggies. Where are you, my puppies? What are you doing? Did you shit on my roses, duckies? Shit on my roses. Dare you?
Oh my god.